Oh, Ezalene, I got two of the most wonderful, wonderful tapes from you today and was so very, very excited about them. I played them this afternoon and with my earplug in my little ear and just laid down on the bed and listened to both of them and enjoyed them so very, very much. You just sounded in, oh, such wonderful, wonderful spirits and so very excited about the baby. You could just tell by the tone of your voice how excited you were, and I'm so very, very pleased that you are excited. I'm glad that you like my tape recorder and think that it records so well. I'm just very, very pleased with it too. And oh, I just can't get over how much your tapes meant to me. I just always looked so forward to them, and I know it's hard for you to record them, but goodness, they just mean all in the world to me. And after I played them, well, I turned the tape recorder off and laid down and slept for about an hour and a half and just dreamed sweet dreams of my wonderful, wonderful husband. Well, like I said, today is Wednesday, the 29th of November. I just cannot believe that this month is already past. And Mother's birthday is Tuesday, and like I said, I've already given the gifts to her, and I'll have to get her birthday card in the mail before I forget about it. And then, oh goodness, just there's so much to be done, and yet I have most everything done, I think. Today I went shopping with Liz. She came in this morning and she took us out to lunch. Terry met us at the Old Mexico and we had Spanish food. I didn't eat very much of it because I'd gotten up kind of late and I just wasn't much in the mood for spicy food like that, but it was real good. And then Liz and I shopped the rest of the afternoon and I got a nursing bra for the baby. You know, it has to, if I nurse it, it has to be a special kind that just snaps undone here at the strap and folds down and lets you nurse the baby, and then you fold it back up and it looks just like a regular bra. I went to Sears and I didn't like the one they had, so I went to the little maternity shop and got one, and it was cheaper than the one at Sears, so I was real pleased. Then I had to have a nice girdle to wear home from the hospital and while I'm here at home, and then for dress too, because I need something to support my tummy muscles after the baby comes so that they won't sag and be all wrinkled and look terrible, and gives me support. So I got it at Sears. It's out of a new material and it's a light blue, and it was real pretty, and it was just $6, and I was real pleased with it. And Dr. Benson just swears by Sears products, so I was real glad that I got it. It has just enough support right in the tummy and right in your little honey, which is where I've gained all my weight. Do you know that I weigh 117, and most of my weight that I've gained is right in my hips and in my little seat end and in the top part of my legs. But I think I look a lot better and I feel a lot better, and I hope that I can keep some of the weight. Of course, I imagine I'll just zip right back down to what I was, but maybe I won't. I thought that I'd better sit down and record to you tonight so I could get this in the mails so you could hear this of Tommy and Janelle on the other side before it became such old news. And oh goodness, I sat up till 1 o'clock this morning writing you about a 5-page letter front and back all about what happened yesterday. I'll tell you a little bit about it because I'm still so very, very excited. Well, Liz called in and she wanted to come to the class meeting last night and to spend the night with us, but she has Suzette now. So she felt like that Suzette and Taffy wouldn't get along and that she would be such a bother with the dog that she finally decided she just wouldn't come. Terry and I just got so aggravated with her and tried to convince her to come on in and everything. And today, after she found out that the class meeting turned out to be a surprise shower for me, well, she was really upset because she didn't come on in. But anyway, I took the baby announcements that I made down to the Whalen print shop yesterday, and he told me I could probably pick them up Friday. So I thought that after I picked them up that I would go ahead and just address the envelopes to everybody that I'm going to send one to and slip the little announcement inside, and then after the baby comes, all I'll have to do then is fill in the inside of it. Oh, darling, I just hope that you're as tickled when you see the baby announcements as what I am. I just think I'm just the smartest thing, and I just think they're so very, very cute. Of course, everybody else may not, but I thought something original would be a little bit different and that everybody would enjoy it a little bit more, and I just hope that you like them. But of course, you won't be able to see one till the baby comes, because it has to be a surprise too. Oh, goodness. Well, let's see. What else did I need to tell you? Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, last night it came time for the shower and nobody was here at 7:30, or the class meeting rather. And at 7:45, someone knocked at the door and I went, and the porch was just loaded with girls, and they just all rushed in, and everybody had a gift. It was Mrs. Ramsauer, the teacher, and 10 other girls, and I just could have died. You just can't imagine what my face must have looked like. I just could feel I was so red in the face and so surprised and tickled and happy. And it was a mother-to-be shower instead of just a baby shower. And they brought me things that I can put in my suitcase to take to the hospital, because they said so many times mothers just kind of left out and the baby gets so many things, and it's kind of a help to the mother to get a few gifts just for her to help perk up her spirits. And I spent from 8 o'clock till just a few minutes ago, which it's now about 10:30, writing thank you notes to everybody for the gifts. I got a big bottle of this real, real nice body lotion that, oh, is just luscious and will make me feel so nice and cool and be so soft and cuddly when I touch the baby. And I got some Avon talcum powder. And then I got this box of soap that smells so good, and it's shaped like roses, and there's about 6 bars in it. And then Mrs. Ramsauer and about 4 of the other girls went together and bought me this most gorgeous blue gown. It's a short gown with this beige lace around the neck and down the front. And I took pictures of everything tonight so that you'd be able to see what they look like. So as soon as I get them developed, well, I'll send them to you. Then remember that little yellow terry cloth suit that I gave you for the baby when you left? Well, I got a white one like it, and it has little blue piping around the neck. And then I got another white one, but it's out of this stretchable knit stuff that's supposed to grow with the baby. And it has blue around the neck and a little blue receiving blanket, like the one that I'm going to put inside the yellow blanket to bring the baby home with. In other words, I have a yellow one just like it. And it's cotton and real soft and kind of gives a little bit more protection to the baby rather than just bundling it up in a thermo blanket. Well, it kind of adds extra heat, and it just goes perfectly with that little blue baguette that I sent you a picture of. And let's see, what else did I get? Oh, yeah, one of the girls gave me a crib mobile. It's a little umbrella, and from it hangs, oh, little cats and dogs and their own little stretchable string. And it has a little pole that that holds the umbrella up. And then you hook this to the side of the crib. Oh, has a little thing on it that, you know, clamps over the side of the crib, and you pull it down real tight and everything. And when you hit the crib, or when the baby moves or anything like that, well, all the little animals jiggle around, and it's a little carousel thing, and it's just precious. And so I had Terry to hold it up tonight so I could take a picture of it, so you'd be able to see what it looks like. In case you wonder why maybe I sound kind of funny, I'm laying down, and my goodness gracious sakes alive, here I am about to run out of tape. Oh, now I'm just not believing this. Well, just as soon as I do run out, well, I'll put another one on. This one doesn't have a box. It was one that came with the tape recorder. I'm gonna have to find a box to put it in, and so I'll put another tape in there too, to you, because you were so sweet to record to me for so very, very long and send it to me, and so I want to record you a long one too, because I haven't talked to you now in a good little while. I'm glad you enjoyed the other tape, but it was mostly just special music that I sent to you, and music that meant an awful lot to me and made me feel closer to you. And I'm just so excited because you really enjoyed it. And maybe after I get the revival services recorded to you, if I ever do, and get them in the mail, well, maybe the chaplain or something could use those songs with Dick Baker too, if he'd like to play them and the revival services. Of course, he may not be interested, but I know that you will enjoy them, and that was the main purpose of the Sunday school class. Well, I'm sitting here watching the tape, and it's just about to spin out. So when you get through listening to this one, we'll just pick the other one up, and it'll be in a box, and I'll just record to you too on it, and hope that you enjoy it.